This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
And you are listening to NITV Radio. I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and I have with me on the line Tanya Denning-Orman, who is the channel manager for NITV. Hi, Tanya. How are you going today?
Hi, Kirsten. Great. And hello to everyone listening.
Great. So happy birthday, 10 years for NITV. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling every bit of those 10 years. Yeah. No, it's really exciting to be at this point. You know, just it's really nice to have these milestone moments, you know, taking a minute just to look back on where we've come from, what's been achieved, and excitingly what we've got coming forward.
So can you tell us a little bit about the setup of the network and how it all started?
Initially, well, NITV has, you know, while we're celebrating 10 years, it's been decades in the making, and it's come from a long history of struggle, particularly from the Indigenous production, film and media sector, to have a place in the national media landscape where we could have our voices reflected. And that's there's been the achievements that have happened along the way, you know, SBS with, ICAM, Living Black, and also ABC with Message Stick. But to have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week national channel didn't come about until there was a decision made through there was some funds available through the sale of Telstra back in 2005, 2006. And there were roundtables that occurred all around the country consulting with Indigenous groups and media organisations about how we could have a national channel. Keeping in mind there was various setups already in existence around Australia. You've got very successfully Galari in Western Australia, had in Paja, which is a station. But to have a national Indigenous channel, similarly to what we had been starting to see arise overseas, like Maori television in New Zealand or APTN in Canada. So how could we get that in Australia? So there was a bit of, a very good amount of funding for 4 years back in 2006. So NITV Limited was established. And then by 2007, in May, most of the staff, there was about 20 staff hired in May 2007, which they had the task to try and get as much content as possible around Australia of Indigenous Australian content and switch on the channel in 2007 July. And what better date to do it was in NAIDOC week. And that NAIDOC week on Friday was 13th. It was Black Friday. We like our dates. So we switched on the channel in 2007 on Black Friday. So that was really exciting. It was really challenging. I was hired as a commissioning editor, actually. I was based in Brizzy at the time, and it was really exciting. I'd just gotten back from the UK and had heard about all this movement happening, and I was really, we'd had various, you know, Indigenous media organisations before come and go, and I was curious to see how we could make this channel work. We didn't have the certainty, really. We had the 4 years to really see what we could do, and not only that we didn't have the certainty, we didn't have the access, really, into Australian homes. So the journey for NITV that 10 years ago on that date, but really then transformed another point in 2012 when we became a part of SBS and were made available to every Australian.
Yeah, because I can remember NITV journos getting out and about, you know, 10 years ago, and I don't know whether we were broadcasting on Channel 31 at the time. Yeah, I just remember, you know, it was a very small crew, and just looking at the expanse, I mean, there's such a historical element of becoming one of the largest and long-running Indigenous broadcasters, but you know, you're connecting communities right here in Australia and also overseas with our World Indigenous Television Broadcasters Network. I'm going to talk about that effort as well.
Oh, look, I think I mentioned, I sort of joked at the beginning about filling every bit of the 10 years. It's just been so exciting to be a part of this ever-evolving, you know, nimble network. We've got a lot of passion. I think one of the great things I love about telling the story of NITV that this really is us. It's a channel as made by, for, and about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Most of the the staff at NITV are Indigenous. We're in control. We're working with the Indigenous production sector all over Australia, and uniquely having a news service that is really telling stories. A lot of people, a lot of other broadcasters just aren't. And not only that, 10 years on, we've got the community really coming to us all the time. We're a trusted voice. And I should have made mention, part of this whole movement to get NITV into existence is we were a clear recommendation in the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody that we needed to have this platform so that we could see ourselves on television, so our young people could see themselves and our elders could feel and see that proud. You know, what we were seeing on Australian television predominantly is a lot of negative stories, and you know, they're very important stories to be telling, but that's not our full story. So many Australians were not getting the full depth and the love and the beauty of being a part of the world's oldest continuous culture. You know, a lot of Australians are missing out on that. So talk about NITV and its journey. It's very much, you know, a lot of firsts, and but it's so much about the growth. Like, our fastest growing audience are non-Indigenous people. They're coming in and they're saying thank you and where have you been, and they're still just discovering us. And it's really exciting to see this growth. And as you asked there about the World Indigenous Network that we're a part of, we're able to distribute these stories because we're a part of this network. There's only 8 of us at this stage within this World Network, and that includes, as I mentioned earlier, APTN in Canada, New Zealand, but also Taiwan, Hawaii. We've got broadcast partners with the Sami out of Norway, and also with BBC Elba and Ireland. And, you know, there's a lot of support we have globally for this channel. And it's also been a way that we're able to distribute what else is happening in the world with other Indigenous groups. There's, you know, where we can connect and not feel so isolated as Indigenous people. We can see what's worked. For instance, a very topical discussion always in Australia is treaties, and we can talk to our brothers and sisters globally about, you know, Australia's the only country where there isn't a treaty with the First Nations people, so we can talk and share about those stories. And but also education, there's, you know, world Indigenous approaches to education and bilingual education. So information is powerful, media is powerful, so and to have that information at our hands, but being in control of our information is very powerful. So we're very passionate and, you know, really proud that this channel, which didn't have that certainty back in 2007, is actually bigger and stronger and ever growing. Really exciting that we're about to launch some massive documentaries that will live on the, you know, in the National Register for every Australian. The series that we're calling You Are Here has been a gift, I feel, to Australians, that we will premiere in a couple of weeks. The first one on the 23rd of July, as made by Warwick Thornton, is called We Don't Need a Map. And it's very much about Australian identity. And what you get with NITV is we're very inclusive and we're wanting to take more Australians on this journey. We know who we are. We're very strong in who we are as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We're wanting to help Australians to understand this country and understand us. And I feel like we can't move forward as a nation unless that is really resolved, and understanding our true history. And not better a way to do it is through documentaries. So we're one of the only public broadcasters doing such strong documentaries like this. So we're really excited that in year 10 we've got these documentaries. But also, you know, we've just had a beautiful children's animation, Lil J Because, and we're filming right now our first tween drama series, Grace Beside Me, out of Queensland. So I'm really excited, Kirsten. As you can tell, there's just so much. I love talking about the history and where we've come from, but also we've got so much more that we're doing.
Great. And yeah, obviously there's a lot ahead, and now also moving across the platforms, your TV, online and radio.
Yes.
Living Black Radio has now become NITV Radio, which is exciting. I mean, there's a long history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander broadcasters and journalists really working behind the scenes to bring news and current affairs. And you've got, you know, you've got something on a national platform with NITV The Point, and we're bringing radio news and current affairs. Plus, we're linking up with, you know, remote broadcasters as well, which really sort of stretches us out as well as you know, being a unified front.
Oh, I think that's extremely correct and powerful, the unified front of Indigenous broadcasters, the passion and the struggle that got us here, but also the passion that's keeping us here. And we're, you know, with NITV Radio, with our online and with the television platform, how we're really transforming yet again to ensure that we're delivering stories to the way people want to receive that information and how they want to engage with us. Like, it's no longer a passive media. And so it's great that we've got our bush broadcasters, our remote broadcasters doing more language content. And as you say, the journalists and the people behind the scenes, there's a lot that goes on. And there's, you know, friends that I wouldn't even have met that are working tirelessly to support NITV across the media industry. Such a privileged position I get to be in, but also it's so humbling to see the support that there is for Indigenous stories. And but also, I guess for me, it's not a surprise. Like, you go anywhere in the world and what they want to know about is Indigenous Australia. I think we're sitting on a gold mine here, and soon more and more Australians will really connect in. But importantly, that vision of why we needed a channel so that our communities could see themselves, so we could have more pride and we could have more of our cultures available to our, you know, I'm from far north Queensland. I get to see my family and communities and connect with them here in Sydney via NITV, which is really great. And, you know, the more Australians that can understand us, the aim is to really improve. You know, we talk about closing the gap. We talk about reconciliation. NITV is a living, breathing example of success and how it's actually working.
Great. Well, congratulations. It's definitely been an exciting change and a historical element of broadcasting in Australia. So I hope you enjoy your 10th year birthday. Tanya Denning-Ormond, thanks for joining NITV Radio. Thanks for very much.
Thanks, Kirsten. And thanks, NITV Radio.
This was an NITV Radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio or download the SBS Radio app.